possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Why not get a vaccine? It can reduce your risk for getting the flu. But parents make those decisions for their children and themselves. Here to talk about why we decline vaccines, we are talking to Dr. Karen Hilliard, an assistant professor of health promotion and behavior in the University of Georgia College of Public Health. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, April.
So every year, I make a decision to get a flu shot for myself and my children. However, my husband refuses. So what's happening in my house that makes me make the decision and him make the opposite decision?
Wow. Well, I'm not a marriage counselor, so I can't help you with that. But no, I think that what you're describing is very typical. People have a lot of different reasons, and well-educated people with the same information may make different decisions when it comes to vaccines. My job as a health communication professional is to try to figure out what is behind that and whether or not we can persuade them to make a decision to get vaccinated if, like your husband, they've been declining vaccines.
So you've done research that looks at even when flu is widespread and even at pandemic levels, people are still turning down vaccinations. Why do you think that is?
Right. Well, it doesn't seem rational, does it, when people see flu all around them and don't get a vaccine? But there are several reasons for that. Sometimes, as you describe, people are in the free rider category where they figure if everybody else gets vaccinated, then they don't have to and it'll carry them through. But that's a fairly small number of people. What we see instead is that a number of people, particularly parents, when it comes to vaccinating their kids, have concerns about the safety of the vaccine. They may be even more concerned, we found, about the safety of the vaccine and the dangers, potential dangers of the vaccine, than they are about the potential danger of the disease itself that the vaccine would protect them from. And so in looking at why this is, we've tested to see if perhaps they just need to understand the risk of the disease a little bit more. Do we need to just get out there with a scarier message to force them to get vaccinated? And we found out that no, that's actually not the case, that people don't respond very well to that. Parents don't say that that makes a difference in the decision about vaccinating their kids. What does seem to work is when people hear stories from friends, from family members, from the media about other people getting vaccinated, when they see role models on television, so in news stories or even in entertainment television, when we see people getting vaccinated, it gives us more confidence in vaccination and encourages people to get vaccinated. And also when people's personal physicians talk with them about vaccines, that's a very powerful influence. And so these are the channels that seem to work. We can put all the scary messages out there we want, and it's not going to change minds. But seeing other people model the behavior is very powerful.
So really having more of that grassroots effort for vaccination seems to be effective.
Well, you know, what is effective often is something called social marketing, which doesn't have anything to do with social media. Everybody always asks if it's the same thing, but it's really where you're trying to reach people by motivating them to do the behavior, letting them see the value that they get out of whatever it is. And so the way that works is you kind of try to figure out what is motivating their current behavior, because they must be getting something out of it. So like a parent who is not vaccinating is probably being motivated by the idea of keeping their child safe. Mm. So if you focus on that and show them how they can keep their child safe, you know, getting them vaccinated, that's a way of kind of switching it around and reframing it. And mm-hmm. So how can you show them that they can get the same benefit or even a better benefit through another behavior? But also some kind of top-down stuff can work as well. For example, during the swine flu pandemic, we found that no matter what political affiliation a parent had, they still found it very persuasive when President Obama vaccinated his daughters quite publicly for swine flu. That gave them greater confidence, just average parents, in getting the vaccine for their kids and encourage them to do so.
Because I have heard, people don't want to get the vaccine because they're worried they'll get the disease if they get the vaccine. Is that true? Does that actually happen?
Well, that's a difference between, in academic speak, causation and correlation. The vaccine doesn't actually cause you to get the disease, but if you've already been exposed to it, and that is pretty likely to happen if it's circulating widely in your community, then it might just be a coincidence or what we call a correlation that you happen to get that disease around the same time as you got the vaccine. The vaccine didn't cause it. It's just bad timing.
Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Today, we were talking to Dr. Karen Hilliard, an assistant professor of health promotion and behavior in the University of Georgia College of Public Health. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.